Since Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Eddie Thomas, the place was ProMedica. Date was June 16, 2022. Mr. Thomas was seen regarding history of stroke, comma, seizure history, hypertension, and COPD. New paragraph history. Mr. Thomas actually is doing better, period. He's thin framed, but the nursing staff states that he's eating more, period. He has poverty of speech and a weak voice, but that's actually improved in the past 2 months, period. His blood pressure is stable, has no headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. He has a past history of an honest T elevation, MI, but that seems stable without any pain, period. He also had a stroke with hemorrhagic conversion in the hospital, and his left hemiplegia persists, but there actually is some improvement in his upper extremity strength in the past month, period. He has very limited left lower extremity strength, period. He denies any shortness of breath, period. Paragraph review of symptoms, negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, fever, nausea, abdominal pain. Or other complaints, period. Paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 124 over 83. Temperature 97.5. Pulse 83. Respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck is unremarkable. Pupils equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Oral mucosa are normal. Lungs have slightly diminished breath sounds without wheezes or crackles. Cardiovascular normal S1-S2. No gout, no murmur, no edema. Fetal pulses are palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. Tina, cranes are grossly intact, period. He has a left hemiplegia, but there's improvement in his left upper extremity. He can move it slightly, period. He has slight foot movement, but he couldn't elevate the limb off the floor, period. He was in a chair when I did his neurological exam, period. Sensation is grossly intact. Musculoskeletal is negative for inflammation or fusion. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. In paragraph assessment plan 1, Mr. Thomas is here due to stroke, and he had a myocardial infarction a few months ago, period. He has hypophonia and poverty of speech, period. L-creatinine Plavix, 75 milligrams daily, plus aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. He had a history of myocardial infarction. I will continue aspirin and Plavix for this as well, and also metoprolol, 25 milligrams CID. 3, he has hypertension, which is controlled with Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, plus isinopril 40 milligrams daily, plus the metoprolol, which is on for coronary disease, period. 4, he has COPD, and I'll continue albuterol by nebulizer right before hours if needed. 5, he has history of seizures, and I'll continue Keppra, 500 milligrams every 12 hours, period. Remains on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily for lipids and for both the myocardial infarction and the stroke history, period. Otherwise, he has improved in the past 2 months, and I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.